Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello and welcome to another Project Love podcast episode. It is the two of us here today. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Selena.
And how you doing, Vicky? Let's start off with a little check-in. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I am good today. How about you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm here in Devon, enjoying a very British summer, very British summer holiday, partly cloudy, partly raining, sometimes sunny, but it is so nice to be back by the sea. So it's making my soul very happy. So today we are talking about exercise, which seems, if you had told us a year ago that we were doing a podcast episode on exercise, or any time in the past 5 years, however it's long since we started doing this podcast, I think we would have heartily laughed, because many years we have from time to time documented how we have both had a huge resistance to exercise. And that has all changed in the last, well, I'd say 6 months, hasn't it, really?
I'd say this year.
This year. So this was inspired by a comment by Higgles91 over on Instagram, who saw an Instagram post that I put up doing exercise. It's hilarious. I look like a real life GIF. And my partner had recorded me doing these ridiculous star jumps. I did not ask him to record this, but it was so funny that I decided to share it. But I was also sharing the fact that exercise was something that I had resisted for many, many years. And now I am finally into it. And I'm really passionate about us reclaiming exercise and reframing exercise, because I think that we have had it so hijacked by the whole kind of looking a certain way, body control, dieting world. And actually, and I think for a lot of people, that's where the resistance comes from. I certainly for a long time didn't understand what exercise could actually do for me. It felt like something I should do. It felt like it was something I know I had to do it for my health and probably to, you know, but more about weight control and body image. And I just didn't want to subscribe to any of that stuff. So I just thought, well, yeah, maybe it was something that I was never going to get into, because I tried over and over. And well, how about you, Vicky? Let's start with where we were stuck at for years in terms of exercise and our kind of thinking around it. What was your relationship or your thinking around exercise for a long time while you were resisting it?
Looking back, I think there was a conversation that we had about it potentially last year on the podcast, or maybe the beginning of this year. And I think I was resisting it because I was so tired and thinking that I needed to have some energy to do it. Whereas actually, it's the other way around, that it gives you energy. And that was what really, that was like a turning point for me, because I realized that excuse to not do it didn't sort of stack up anymore. But I didn't have to wait till I had more energy. I could do it and just to experiment with it. And I proved to myself that yes, it is true. It does actually give you energy. And I think just learning about that really changed things for me, changed my relationship with it. I stopped resisting it so much. And also, I think the type of exercise really changed things for me as well. I remembered that I used to trampoline as a kid, and I loved it so much, and brought me so much joy. And buying myself a trampoline during lockdown is one of the best decisions I've ever made. So now that is my exercise. Bouncing around on my trampoline, I do my workout videos, tether my laptop up to the TV and off I go. And I just did one this morning actually, and it's just like such a joyful activity. It really connects me to my inner child. And also just realizing that exercise doesn't have to be going for a run for an hour. or, you know, like, I don't know. Yeah, I think I just had forgotten about the fun aspect of it.
But this is the thing. My thing was this, my sort of journey with exercise. Oh, it's been such a long journey. When I was at school, I was really sporty and athletic. So my body loves like activity. It loves exercise. And I remember when for 6 months, I traveled around the UK in a camper van and all over the countryside. And when I got to the Lake District, I really got into hiking. And I remember writing about it that it felt like my body came alive. Like it felt an aliveness within me that I hadn't experienced, I don't know, for my whole adult life. And that was a huge awakening. I was like, wow, my body loves being this active. Then of course I came back to, after a few years, I came back to London and I was just like, well, it's not quite the same when you haven't got these beautiful like peaks to climb and these, you know, beautiful landscapes to go hiking across. And so I was always stuck with this thing of like, I love things like paddleboarding on the sea and I love hiking in the hills, but you don't have any of that in London. So I just couldn't find anything that I could get into. And exactly like you, my whole thing was I was always battling fatigue. Like it was always a thing that I was just tired a lot of the time. So I never felt like I had the energy. I was just like, but I'm already tired. If I do exercise, I'll be even more tired. And both of our partners are really into exercise. And for years, they kept saying this, didn't they? When we'd be like, I'm so tired. Why don't you do some exercise? It'd be like, why would you think that would help? I just told you I'm tired. And it actually, the first thing really for me was probably like, I think it was last year. And I remember sharing about it in stories on Instagram that I really felt I needed to start building up resilience. We were living in a half like building site with my son and just, it was all quite chaotic it was a difficult time. And I was like, how do I build up resilience? And the thing that kept coming up on my research was exercise. If you strengthen your body, you strengthen your inner resilience as well. I was like, oh, fine, right. I know I need to build up my resilience, so let's do it. And I had a kind of light bulb moment where I was like, hold on a second. I'm always waiting to enjoy exercise. And actually, I don't wait to enjoy brushing my teeth to do it. And I know how important it is to brush my teeth. So why am I always waiting to be in the mood or find a kind of exercise that I absolutely love? Like, I just need to do it because seemingly that's what everyone keeps saying will help you feel stronger and more resilient. And so I started running. And I have done, what I really recommend is doing Couch to 5K. Here in the UK, it's an NHS free app. And it literally gets you to do, you start off running like 1 minute at a time and then a walk and then 1 minute run. And at the end of it, you can run 5K. So I did do that and that got me into running. So I started running and I still to this day, it's a bit hit or miss. Sometimes I love it now. Sometimes I genuinely love it. But a lot of the time I can do a whole 20 to half hour run and not enjoy 1 second of it. And I'm like, pardon the pop. But I was like, do you know what? I'll put on a podcast and I will use the time to listen to something inspiring. So even if I don't enjoy the run, I've enjoyed listening to the podcast. And it did really start to make a difference. But I was still sometimes I'd do it a couple of times a week, but sometimes a couple of weeks could go by and I didn't do it. I still wasn't finding a consistency in prioritizing it until I started writing my book on burnout and really studying energy and how to keep our bodies energized. And that was where I really started to understand the power of exercise. Not as something like so far away from body control or weight control or how to get tight buns or any of that. It was all about exercise, how it energizes you. And as human beings, we are designed to move. Like we are not designed to have these sedentary lifestyles. What's making many of us so fatigued and tired and lacking in energy is because we're not moving our bodies enough. So our physical energy, we're not using it. We need to be using our bodies and always strengthening our bodies. So, you know, it's like you need to be with running. I could sometimes just get into, what did someone say to you, Vicky, once? A shuffle around the park.
Yes. Because I think I had said, you know, I went for a run jog in brackets. It was definitely a jog. And then I think somebody had commented on Instagram listening to that episode saying, yes, I love a shuffle around the park.
Exactly. And I think sometimes it can go into that. So actually then it doesn't have quite the same benefit if you're just pushing yourself each time a little bit more. But what I found out was you should really be doing 3 times a week, some kind of like cardio aerobic exercise, and then twice a week, like a strength training. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be that much, but like that's what I kept reading was kind of coming back to. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try this. I'm going to do at least 3 times a week exercise. And I started doing online HIIT workouts and a bit of yoga sometimes as well. And I have never, ever felt more energized. And now I use it to charge up my batteries. So it's like a total like mind shift of now when I'm tired, I do exactly what our partners have been telling us to do for years. Sorry, guys, it took me this long to listen to you. And I do it to charge up my batteries and to energize myself. And what I love is I'm getting stronger and stronger and I'm building muscle. And I really like that. I really like feeling that I'm growing in strength. And I know for my future self, my 80-year-old self, that I am supporting her in the future, because by keeping my body strong will mean I'll be physically more capable, mobile, flexible, stronger when I'm older. And that's where it, you know, becomes particularly important. So even on days where I'm like, oh, I'm not sure I can be bothered, I sometimes think of my 80-year-old self. I'm like, I'll do it for you. And she's like, thank you.
I love that.
So, yeah. But I was just like, I can't believe the exercise has been hijacked for such a long time. If they look in magazines, they don't say, hey, here are some exercises to, you know, boost your mood. Here are some exercises for confidence. Here's an exercise for instant energy booster. It's all about here are exercises to tone your abs, to get your butt ready for the summer, and it's all about appearance. So of course we don't want to be, that's so unmotivating. If you're running because you're trying to control your body versus running because you want to give yourself energy, you want to have vitality, they are such wildly different. Well, one's massively motivating and one is just horribly controlling and not enjoyable at all. And for me, it's been such a transformation for me. Made such a difference.
I remember there was this sign outside a fitness studio in East London called Frame, and they used to have this sign outside saying, it's for your brain, not your bum.
Yes. Exactly, which is also true. I mean, the benefits of exercise, I just had no idea before. So it's not just about physical energy, it's about mental. So the more mental kind of work you're doing, so particularly when I was writing the book, then you need to balance it out with physical energy, because if it helps to like freshen your mind, de-stress, it helps you to bring more oxygen to your brain. It helps with memory, it helps with, it's a mood booster. You like release this cocktail of, you know, feel good hormones when you do exercise. It helps build your confidence, your strength, your inner strength, your resilience. I was just like, oh my God, I have been resisting something that is like a magic pill forever, a happy life. And it's so annoying that it's exercise, because for years I'd roll my eyes and be like, shut up everyone about exercise. I don't want to hear it. It's just, and here I am now telling everyone how wonderful it is. But it's true. And I, you know, particularly, I think it's good that we are able to say that having resisted it for such a long time, because we get the resistance.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think your resistance was? There was feeling too tired to do it, right?
Too tired. I think, I think that was the big one for me. I was never sporty as a kid. So I know you were saying you were quite sporty when you were younger, but I never, actually, no, that's a lie, because there was a time. So throughout a lot of my childhood, I wasn't. So at school, you know, I didn't really look forward to PE class. Apart from netball and gymnastics, I love those two, the only things. The rest of it, I would just want a sick note, basically, to get me out of it. But there was a phase when I was younger where my mum and I would go to this athletics club, this local club, and we would do all sorts of things, long distance running and 100 metres, sprints and long jumps. My God, I'm remembering it all now. I think it's probably like when I was age 8, 9, 10. And I loved it then. And I think something happened to me. Maybe I just didn't find it that enjoyable at school. And I created this narrative that I'm not, I don't enjoy exercise. And it wasn't until I discovered dance. I think I was maybe 12 when I discovered street dance, which is what it was called. But that's probably like hip hop dancing now. And that was something that I did for so many years in my sort of from age 12 or so to like till I went to university. And that was something I did religiously week in, week out. And I realized that I did have a fitness. I just needed it to be really fun and enjoyable for me to really engage with it and to commit to it. Exactly. And that's something that I've been bringing back in as well over the last few years, although it has been a bit on and off. But dancing as well, it's just that is similar to trampolining as well. Like those two things, they are my forms of exercise. And I don't need to convince myself to do them because I know it's going to be really fun and enjoyable. So, yeah, I think it was sort of changing the narrative that it doesn't have to look this way. So you go onto Instagram and you see, you know, people that are like extremely fit and they're doing these long distance runs and, you know, fitness and exercise looks like this. And I think I just needed to create my own image and own narrative of what that was for me.
Exactly. And I think that's the other thing. I think that we have this idea of exercise. I mean, even the word exercise I find off-putting because I attach so much to it that just, yeah, feels like boring, a chore. I have to do this. I don't want to, but I should is what comes up for me in exercise. So you can unwrap that and call it body movement and just think like there are so many ways that we can, as long as you're moving your body and in an energetic way or stretch it or a gentle way and stretching out your muscles, but like you could, it could be hiking, it could be swimming, it could be dancing, it could be trampolining, it could be roller skating, it could be just dancing around your kitchen. Like you don't have to go to a gym. You don't have to wear a certain kit. Like, yes. You know, HIIT workouts, turns out they really work for me. And I actually do really enjoy that. But if that kind of thing makes you feel like, oh my God, I've tried it. And it does, like, I'm not into running. I've realized, I mean, as I told you, like even now, after all this time, I can still hate it for the entirety of the run. Whereas a HIIT workout, because it's got challenge involved, I like that. I like the variety. You know, and I love having, I do a woman called Ashley Joy, and I love her telling me, you did that, you got that. I mean, she obviously can't see me, it's just a film video, but I'm like, yeah, I did, Ashley. So I love that, I love the motivation. But I think, you know, for some people, it could be going for a long, you know, vigorous walk. I mean, also housework, vigorous housework, that's exercise. That's loads of exercise. So it's just recognizing as well what it's, as long as you're moving your body, that is exercise in a way that gets your heartbeat going. That's exercise. And that can be with fun. It could have a nature-based element to it, have a spiritual element to it. Like there's physical challenge. You know, there's all sorts of, it could be, you know, a skill like something like surfing or something where you're sort of getting better at something all the time and seeing improvement that way, rock climbing. I mean, there's just so many different ways you can do physical activity that energizes you. And that is what it is. That is what it is. Do you feel a lot more energized since you've got into regular exercise? Have you noticed?
Yeah, definitely. Even today, because I was thinking actually this morning, God, when did I last get on the trampoline. And I missed last week. It just didn't happen last week. And I really felt the effects of it. Actually, I was complaining about tiredness again last week, and doing it again this morning and feeling just my whole body is, it's like, I can feel this aliveness, and every cell of my body is has come to life. And interesting. Even just one day of doing it after a week of not, I already feel so much better and more alive in my body, and I feel more energetic already. So it's always a good idea, basically.
It's always a good idea. Did you find... at first it took a bit of like discipline and habit forming and having to kind of go like force yourself to do it, or you got that trampoline where you like oh my god, I'm gonna do this every hour of every day?
Yeah, so with running, definitely the discipline and having a word with myself to encourage me to go. And I usually enjoy it once I'm out, and I always enjoy that feeling afterwards, but it takes a bit of coaxing. So it's a bit of habit forming, I'd say sort of earlier this year when I was doing more running. But no, like once I got the trampoline, that was like no pep talk needed. I just love it. And I just like, I never need to talk myself into doing it. I just look forward to doing it, which, you know, is pretty amazing. Like most of my adult life, I have had to talk myself into doing physical exercise like that, like cardio. I mean, I go for long walks with the dog. That's always been part of my weekly ritual. But in terms of doing like, more cardio stuff, I would usually have to talk myself into going. So the trampoline is the first sort of experience of not needing to do that.
I think, I mean, in terms of tips for people who are listening who have like Higgles 91, who said, I'm a lifelong exercise hater, but I've been trying to reframe my goals to be less about appearance and more about health. And she said, just wondered if you can recommend any podcast episodes to listen to which may help with learning to love exercise. So we created this for you based on that. So I suppose in terms of tips, I would say try out different things until you find something that really works for you. What works for me, as much as the I would love to go paddleboarding every day, but that's not something that I can find easily in Lewisham. So, you know, I tried out what was most important for me was ease, to do it in, to not take a big amount of time. I do not have the time to go to an exercise class, or I could make that time, but then you've got to weigh up. Well, then having to slot in, who's going to look after my son, if my partner, like the logistics of it, forget it. So what works for me is doing something at home, whether that's going off for a run, or even better now, it's I do it at home. So Sam can be playing around quite often, literally around me, and I've got the workout mat out, and I do they could be 23 minutes, these HIIT workouts. That feels so doable.
Amazing.
It's so like the convenience and the ease. And there's things like, I've got a friend who I interviewed her for my burnout book, and she was talking about how much this I've heard a lot for people suffering from burnout, that the exercise is nearly always the thing that gets people, helps with their recovery more than anything else, is exercising regularly. And and now I understand why, because of all the mental, physical and emotional benefits of exercise. But what she was doing before lockdown was getting up. This friend of mine is not one of the, was not normally one of these people prior to this, but she would get up at 6 a.m. and she would go to a class, like a workout class, where she started to get to know the people, and she'd do it like 3 times a week. And she'd get up at 6 a.m, go there, come back, have a shower, and then she'd start her day. Because she's like, if I wait to do it at the end of the day, invariably I'm not going to do it. So she would get up, she'd have her workout clothes laid out the night before. So and she had the alarm put not next to the bed, but on the other side of the room. She like set the whole thing up. So the alarm goes off. She said the hardest bit was the getting out of bed. Once she got out of bed, then she knew she would do it. So by putting the alarm at the other side of the room, she had to get out for the horrible sound of the alarm going off. Once she was out of the bed and had turned the alarm off, now there are her clothes lying right next to her. It's not, she removed as many of the barriers as she could to make it as easy as a choice as possible. And it made such a difference. She was like a whole new person. She was a total exercise convert. But she, it was, yeah, I think removing the barriers as much as possible. I remember someone else saying, if say yoga is something you want to get into each morning, lay the yoga mat out, lay all the equipment out so that again, when you get up in the morning, it's all there, you know, rather than thinking, oh, now I have to go into the cupboard and pull out the, you know, everything, the smallest barriers can get that little voice in your head whispering, oh God, don't just let yourself off today. You don't need to do it today. Too much effort. But if it's easy, and then some people really enjoy the community aspect of going to a class and, or doing it with a friend. You know, if there's someone else that's wanting to do it, like going running with a friend 3 times a week, because you're less likely to let your friend down than you are to let yourself down. It's harder, isn't it, to make that call and be like, I'm really sorry, I can't be bothered to go running this morning. They'd be like, what? Come on. Yes, we said we would. I'm outside your door. Yeah. Go. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, fine. So I think that can really help as well, getting support, cheering one another on, getting someone you live with to support and motivate you.
I remember recording a voice note for myself. I just remembering this now. I must have been like earlier this year when I really wanted to get up the next morning and go for a run. And I left myself a voice note going for me to listen to in the morning when I woke up, to give me a pep talk to do it. And it was just like, morning darling, I know you're so tired, and you'll probably tell yourself it's easier to just, you know, stay in bed, have a lay in, have more sleep, that's what you really need. But I promise you, what you really need is to get up, get out of bed, put those gym clothes on, go for a run. You will thank me for it, I promise you.
Oh, and that is genius.
Just remembered I did that. I should do that more.
That is so good. Yeah. You should put that on IGTV. Yeah. If anyone needs a motivation to go and do some exercise, even when you're not in the mood. But I think that was the other thing. Don't wait until you feel you're in the mood. That was one of my big breakthroughs with the teeth brushing analogy. And I was like, oh, hold on. I was waiting to love exercise. Now, ironically, I actually do really enjoy it because I know what it does to my body. I'm now far more aware of like what it's doing for me energetically. But as soon as I gave myself permission to not have to actually enjoy the exercise itself, but but recognizing the benefits of it, that also made a difference to start things off. It's like you don't have to enjoy it at first. Like you don't have to enjoy even just the whole thing. Now I'm glad to say I do. I found things that I do also enjoy, because it is quite important for a sustainability point of view to enjoy the exercise that you do if you're going to do it for life.
Yes.
Miserable exercising is not what we're going for. What other tips would you say you have, or you've heard other people do?
So each week I plan what exercise I'm going to do, and I put it in my diary. So then when I see the week and seeing all the green scattered into the calendar, the color of exercise, in the calendar, then it helps me to sort of see, well, I guess on a practical level, it's just planning it out so that you can see where you can fit it in. And also thinking ahead of time so that I don't sort of wait to just have a spontaneous idea to exercise. I've already planned it. I already know what I'm doing. So I've already committed to it before I do it, which helps me to kind of stay on track although last week I did miss it last week. I did have one of those weeks where it just didn't happen. And so forgiveness is really important as well. Like when you do have one of those weeks or phases where it doesn't happen, forgive yourself and be super compassionate towards yourself and trust that you will get back on track. And there's always a lesson in that as well. You know, if you miss it, there's always something that you can learn that can help you next time, which is what I had found as well from last week.
And ultimately, hopefully you will start to, I think that, you know, there's always with all habit forming, the sort of real effort and discipline is at the beginning. And then if, as we invariably will, fall off track, bringing it back in. But hopefully eventually, what certainly happened with me is that I feel the benefits, I feel the difference. And so I do it because I want that feeling and I know it works. So it's not like, whereas before, I'd go for runs. I wouldn't necessarily say I felt like it made a massive difference. I felt quite pleased afterwards from doing it, but I was very on and off. So I'd do it a couple of days 1 week and then a couple of weeks where I wouldn't do it. And then a couple of days, another week. And it was, I didn't have that consistency to really start to feel such a difference. I wasn't doing it frequently enough. But as soon as I did start doing it frequently enough, I really started to notice the energy shift in my body. And then I was like, right, this is what I want. This, the being able to feel, vitality was something that I just thought, I'm not sure that's ever going to be me. I just thought it just felt like quite a something that other people experienced. And I just couldn't imagine. Most of my adult life, I felt fatigued. So I just thought, I was a bit resigned to the fact that I wouldn't be one of these. I'm very enthusiastic. I've got a lot of energy in that way. But physically, I just didn't think that was ever going to be me. So to experience vitality now feels so amazing. And knowing that that's directly because of the exercise, that's motivation enough. It's now something I want to do. And I also enjoy doing it now. I enjoy feeling my body getting stronger, being able to do the exercises more easily. So I think as that starts to happen, it also becomes less trying to motivate yourself to do it and more just wanting to do it, choosing to do it, wanting to create space for it, because I'm really sold now on the difference that it makes to me.
So. I love the reframing of the word, actually. So rather than calling it exercise, calling it body movement. I love that. I think you're right. The word is sort of loaded with connotations. And
yeah,
I think body movement feels, well, I prefer that word.
I also, you know, it's interesting, just going back to your experience at school, I bet a lot of people have this because, just like so many things at school, it's very academic. It's very all about achievement, all about results. You know, even exercise at school is done in a certain way. There's competition, there's, you know, whereas it's not done in a joyful, just move your bodies, just enjoy moving that body and feeling that energy. No, it's with a target, it's with a goal, it's with a purpose, it's with an agenda, it's with results. You know, you're getting your certificates or your labels and, you know, your badges, your rewards, whatever it is. Yes. And if you're not a naturally athletic person, then you can be led to believe that you're not a kind of exercise isn't your thing. I was naturally athletic and even I didn't think exercise was my thing. So if you're not naturally athletic in the sense of how schools like to define it, then you can come, it's very easy for people to come with a narrative going, oh, I'm just a bit lazy, or I'm not a very athletic person, therefore exercise isn't something that someone like me can do. It's just like, no, it's just, you've never been inspired of the variety of ways, you've never been helped to discover a way that your body loves to move. Like, I am not a dancer. I mean, I like to dance, but choreographed dancing, learning a dance routine is not my bag. And if that was the only way I thought exercise could be done, I would be screwed. Because, oh my God, I mean, my partner saw me trying to do a dance routine workout thing at the start of lockdown, and he was in hysterics. He's like, what the hell? I was like, I'm just choosing my own beat here, because I can't keep up with this rhythm at all. It was so funny. But yeah, I was just like, this isn't my vibe. Whereas you
I wish he had recorded that one as
I am
well.
Very pleased that one was not recorded. But, you know, so I think that's also really important to recognize that it's, you know, some people are going to love having targets of how many sit-ups they can do. I'm not that person either. And some people are going to hate that, but they're going to love belly dancing. It's like it's all the same thing. It's about getting your body moving and helping it to feel alive. How you do that doesn't have to have anything to do with goals or, you know, equipment or training in a gym. God, I would never wish to go to a gym. I find them soul destroying places, but some people love them and that's great. Like, I just think it's really important we recognize that there's so many different ways to get our bodies moving and feeling alive, and to keep challenging. Just ask yourself, what limiting narratives do I have around this? And a lot of them will be from both school and also from magazines telling you that exercise, and media, all sorts of media, telling you that exercise is something that we do to control our bodies and keep our weight down, which, you know, takes all the joy. Why would I want to do something that's about controlling my body? I'm like, F you, no. I think part of me was rebelling to that, because the moment I'm saying it now, I was like that. I immediately didn't want to do any exercise. I was just like, no, not doing it. I'm not being told how my body should be and working out so that my body fits, looks the way that, you know, society is telling me I should look. It was like that was where for me the resistance came from. It was a real rebellion. I was like, I'm not playing this shitty game. And without realizing that then I was missing out. So I really, it's all about reclaiming exercise for what it's really supposed to be about, which is to feel alive and energized and full of vitality, nothing to do with appearance or, you know, you may end up with buns of steel. You might not. I'm heavier than I've ever been doing all this exercise because I'm building muscle. And I just decided the other day, I was like, you know what? Because I'm also really enjoying food at the moment. It's, you know, it's just, what else are we doing, if, you know, with semi-lockdown? I don't want to stop enjoying my food. But so I was just like, I want to be strong. I don't care about what weight I am. I enjoy feeling strong. So let those muscles grow. I've got big, strong arms now. I'm very proud of them.
I know, you showed me your muscles the other day on a Zoom.
God, did I? That's embarrassing.
Tensing your arm.
Oh, God. Shh, don't tell them that, Vicky. Well, I am. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of my strength.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And that's exciting as well. That's a relationship with my body that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Belly dancing, muscles, reclaiming exercise and our vitality as a result.
Yes, exactly.
So any final tips that you can think of? I don't think I have any more that I could think to share.
Oh, well, just to reiterate your 8-year-old self, the thing that you do where you imagine your 8-year-old self thanking you. I think that's amazing. That's an amazing tip.
Yeah, definitely. Because one of the things is that, and also for your brain, like exercise makes a huge difference. There have been all sorts of studies that have shown that people who exercise regularly suffer sort of brain deterioration at a much slower rate than people who don't exercise as they get older. Like it makes a huge difference when you're older if you've been exercising regularly throughout your life. I mean, even if you start when you are older, it will make a difference. But yeah, thinking of my future self also makes me, and my current self also makes me really happy. And I think particularly, I don't know for sure, but I think particularly for women, I've been told from the age of 40, which I am, it's really important to do strength training because to support our bones, because they start to, I'm not a doctor, I don't really entirely know what I'm talking about, but it's really important to do strength training to support our frames and our bodies and our bones and to also stop that deterioration. But we can be growing stronger and stronger, which is an exciting idea, really. So yeah, I'm going to be a bodybuilder before you know it.
Watch this space.
Next episode, an episode a year from now. But there's also, I know Bryony Gordon's done a book about running. And also, I don't know if Porna Bell's, if the book has come out, but I'm pretty sure she is going to or has written a book about, she does weights. She does, and she does competitive weightlifting. And she's talked about how powerful that has been for her mental health and her recovery. And again, it's that sort of strength, that outer strength has helped build that inner strength and inner resilience. And I think reading, if you need more motivation, reading about that, reading about how exercise has really helped people to recover and thrive, also helps to put it in a whole new context and a whole new narrative that takes it far, far away from body control and puts it back into like the power of it, of using our bodies, helping them, our bodies to feel alive and the difference that kind of vitality and strength can make to us mentally and emotionally as well as physically. It's really exciting.
So we really hope you've enjoyed this episode. Do let us know what resonated and where you are on your own journey of exercise, whether it's something that you're building a more loving relationship with, like we've been doing, or whether you're just starting to think about it now and finding ways that you can enjoy it and make it more about how you feel on the inside rather than how you look on the outside, which is what Higgles91 was saying. So do let us know what resonated and what you're taking away from this episode. You can drop us a DM on Instagram at Love Project Love, or you can send us an email, hello@loveprojectlove.com. We always love to hear from you.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever.